So if you guys don't know who I am, my name's John Gerard. I'm a missionary with Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And my amazing daughters are in the back. Ace is at home. He's sick with Stacy, my wife. So it's just kind of me running alone up here. But before I get rolling, I want to read you my life verse. This is ultimately what it's all about. Like Mike was saying, Pastor Mike was saying, it's not about me. It's about him. It comes from Acts 4, verse 13. And it says, when they observed the boldness of Peter and John and realized that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were amazed and recognized that they had been with Jesus. That's what I want you to see. When you hear my life story, that's what it's all about. I'm going to get rolling. I'll pray real quick, and then we'll get going again. God, I thank you just for this time that I have to share how you've transformed my life and that excitement, that boldness that I have because of you. I love you so much. Speak through me. In Jesus' name, amen. So I wasn't always this crazy dude on fire for Jesus. That you may see that now, but when you look at my family, you'd be like, what? John's a Christian? No way. I didn't grow up in the church. I had no need, no care. It wasn't a big deal to me. It's kind of fitting. Super Bowl Sunday, I'd be hanging out downstairs on the couch with my grandpa. We'd hear the stairs, do, 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 do. Like, oh no, grandma's coming. I'd hide behind the couch. Hey, where'd John go? Grandpa, he'd cover for me, right? Like any good grandpa would do. He went home. I'm like, oh, good. Now we can watch football. Let's go, Grandpa. And that's where it really changed. I went from this unconcerned, I don't care about God, to then I met my wife. At the time, his girlfriend, and she asked me a question. She said, are you afraid to die? Are you? I'm like, heck yes, I don't want to die. Are you crazy? And leave everything that I work for, leave all my family and my friends. But it hit me. I didn't want to die. So she had an awesome little Bible that she gave me. It wasn't this one, but it was one that like you guys have under your pews or your seats. And she said, hey, I want you to really see who this God guy is. I want you to meet Jesus for the first time. And that's honestly where my life changed, where God became real. I became concerned with what this was all about, who Jesus was. And as I got into the Word, going through the pages, I start to become convicted. I start to see why he came. The Bible is amazing. It's written over 1,500 years, but it all has one main theme. Written in multiple languages, on different continents, yet it flows. And it all points to who? To Jesus. I see where inside I'm like, I have this lion issue, and I want to be right, and I want to look good for everybody. I don't want to leave my family. And it's all about me. This is my world. But when I read the Word, I see that it's not my world. It's his. He created it. Yet we get to glorify him. And when I understood that I needed a Savior, that I was afraid to die, it's kind of when I hit my knees. Stace and I got in a fight, and I was like, I'm done with this God stuff. Forget this nonsense. And then as I said those words, it was a genuine conviction, a godly sorrow, not a man's sorrow, not a, oh, I'm afraid that if I don't do this, I'm not going to go to heaven. No, a sorrow that only God can place in you when you're like, I caused him to go on that cross and to die for me. My sin caused that. Man, When you're broken, there's nowhere to go but look up. And like I said, when I go back to that conviction, that fear of death, where genuine repentance, it showed up. God became real. I had to take myself off of that throne and say, all right, God, I'm surrendering it all. You know, and I read in Genesis where Abraham has to go to the mountain and offer up Isaac. And that's kind of where it really hit for me was, am I willing to hand it all over to God? Am I willing to give up everything? Like I said, I came from a family that didn't really believe. And was I willing to hand it all over? And I read that, you know, I'm getting into Genesis, because when I started, I went New Testament and then I got into the Old. So I saw what Jesus did. I'm like, oh my gosh. Abraham said, all right, God, I trust you completely. Whatever that is. Whether it's you bring him back to life, you provide the sacrifice, I'm surrendering everything. And the moment that I did that, that I gave it all over to God and said, okay, God, I trust you with my family. I trust you with my life. I'm all in. Let's go. Is when my life changed. That's when the Holy Spirit came inside of me, rocked my world. I was no longer afraid to die. When I had to go through those situations, there was no longer a fear. And I had my church family to come alongside me. And this is how you could see that transformation in my life. My oldest daughter, Malachi, when she was born, she had to go to the NICU. And with this treatment that she had to go through, 1 in 3 babies die. And I was like, oh man, is my baby going to die? Stacy's family's like, you got to get her baptized so she can go to heaven. And we're like, no. Just like God says to place our trust in him, we're doing that same thing with my daughter. I'm all in. If it means that God takes her, I'm fine with that. Because I know he has an ultimate plan. I'm all in. If I have to give up my family, I'm all in. And since that day, I can't tell you how grateful I am for my family right here. Those guys that come over every week, the family that I have in Christ, there's nothing greater. So with that, I hope you saw like this broken heart, brokenness, and where God really transformed me through his word and that understanding of what he did on the cross for me and what he did for you. He took our sin so that we can be in right standing with him. He paid for it. This is amazing. We get to celebrate that right now. So I thank you that you got to hear my heart. Hopefully I wasn't too far off. But God is so good. There is nothing greater. And when you surrender it all, your life will be rocked. I love it. Thank you.